This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. Meat Export Federation Strategic Planning Conference will focus on trade relationships. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up, and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Members of the U.S. Meat Export Federation will gather in Tucson, Arizona this week for the Federation's annual Strategic Planning Conference. USMEF Chair Randy Spronk will mark the end of his term of leadership of the organization. Spronk said that over the past year, USMEF has diversified its marketing footprint through additional funding from USDA's new Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, or RAP, which has allowed expansion of resources in developing markets like Indonesia.
I did have the opportunity to travel to Indonesia. You know, Indonesia, we don't have a free trade agreement with. But on the other hand, the tariffs are mild when we go there. And so you start talking about 280 million people, we'd have the ability to use RAP funding for beef, pork, and lamb to create new opportunities and diversify our markets.
One of the panels at the conference will focus on the importance of farmers and industry leaders seeing firsthand the market served by USMEF and forging personal relationships with our trading partners.
We're going to have Bob Ruth from National Pork Board, and we're going to have Ross Havens from Cattlemen Beef Board, you know, on a panel with me that's really talking about how do we tell the story of those producers with them. And so it'll be great to hear Bob and Ross and their commentary on, you know, traveling international with USMEF and the take-homes that they have that they can actually then convey to producers on why it's important to support USMEF. And obviously Don Pemberton. Don and I were in Korea and Japan a year ago on our Heartland tour, and it was really interesting to see Don cooking steak in Korea with bloggers. And they were just grouped tight around him here. And so it's there again. It's a producer from Kentucky telling his story of how he raises beef and then actually then taking that product to Korea and cooking it.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.